Linamar won't move to the U.S. to avoid tariffs, says Hazenfratz. Despite tariff threats still looming, Linamar's CEO said the company is staying in Guelph, but these pauses leave industry officials with little they can plan for. Read full story here. A lot unknown about how tariffs will impact Wellington County agriculture. The president of the Wellington Federation of Agriculture said there is still a lot unknown, but thinks if tariffs are only a couple of months, it won't make a change. Read full story here. Reduction in vaccinations leading to more measles cases, says public health. The region's first case of measles was reported earlier this week, and the area's top doctor said we haven't reached the top of the curve yet. Read full story here. More Guelph residents face DMA eviction as calls increase for more protection. The growing problem of DMA evictions continues to linger, as City Council looks to put together an anti-rent eviction bylaw. Read full story here. Transit-only lanes, more roundabouts and more may be coming to Guelph. A comprehensive action plan has been passed at the committee level, taking a look at such items as adding automated speed enforcement cameras, protective infrastructure and more. The plan goes to City Council March 25. Read full story here. U of G students running free tax return clinic for low-income Guelphites. A student-run tax clinic service for students is expanding to help low-income families in the city. Read full story here. GCVI students in the recording booth with rock icons triumph. Students at GCVI have plans to rock as part of a national music celebration, where they will perform at Metalworks Studios in Mississauga for Music Monday. Read full story here.